Welcome to The Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research, produced by WTJU in the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In last week's show, we examined the research of Richard Handler, UVA professor of anthropology, and how the popularized story of Colonial Williamsburg, upon re-examination, reveals a different side of the tale. In today's show, adapted from an article published on the Oscar website written by Amber Davis, we look at UVA psychologist Amori Yi Mikami, her research of ADHD, and how intervening factors have made this disorder more complex and detrimental for young females. In studies conducted on the effects of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in young children, researchers often turn to the most likely exhibitors of the impulsive and aggressive behaviors associated with the ailment, young males. What University of Virginia psychologist Amori Yi Mikami sought to uncover in researching ADHD were the intervening factors that made this disorder more complex and detrimental for young females. Mikami said, "We know a lot about boys with ADHD, partially because the disorder is three times more common in boys. Many research studies on ADHD have focused on how the disorder affects young boys. What I have become interested in was how ADHD affected girls' behaviors, particularly in adolescence." Since her original research at the University of California, Berkeley, where she found evidence supporting the hypothesis that ADHD contributes to social isolation, Mikami has focused on untangling the gender differences in children suffering with ADHD. Her most recent study, published in the Journal of Abnormal Psychology, concludes that girls with ADHD are at a greater risk for the binge eating and purging behaviors associated with bulimia nervosa. Mikami said, "We know that children with ADHD have increased risk for delinquency, aggressive behavior problems, drug use, and depression in adolescence. And now this study suggests they may also be at risk for an eating disorder problem. Since eating disorders are 10 times more common in females, and the effects of ADHD on girls are not as widely understood, the link between eating disorders and ADHD may have gone unnoticed or untreated." According to Mikami, the impulsive behaviors common in ADHD can make it difficult to maintain healthy eating habits and a healthy weight, leading girls to become self-conscious about their body image. Meanwhile, current ADHD medications on the market, such as Ritalin, may actually exacerbate the problem. Mikami, who is currently conducting research to determine the potential effects of these medications on bulimia nervosa symptoms, said, "These drugs tend to make youth a little thinner because a common side effect of stimulant medications is appetite suppression. What I'm testing is whether this medicine is something that might discourage or encourage eating disorder problems." Mikami's research includes studying whether young males with ADHD have similar potential to develop eating disorders. In addition to her ongoing research, Mikami oversees the Friendship Clinic in Charlottesville, which offers children with ADHD and their parents an 8-week program in which both parents and children learn how to cope with the eating disorder together. The clinic allows Mikami to observe how children with ADHD interact with their peers while introducing them to an environment that encourages typical social behavior. Mikami said, "Early intervention is one of the most effective ways to combat the negative effects of ADHD. Girls with ADHD are often teased and rejected by their peers. Childhood peer problems seem to predict eating disorder symptoms in adolescence. Getting parents and teachers involved might help prevent these instances." You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week when we will look at Dr. George T. Rotohever and Plurigel, his patented gel which reduces suffering and improves the recovery of burn victims and patients with chronic wounds. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit www.oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.wtju.net and click on Blogs and Pods, or visit www.cvillepodcast.com. Questions about this program? Please call WTJU at 434-924-0885 or email at wtju@virginia.edu.